Hello, this is 5 minutes of prophetess in the beginning, episode 303. So we're talking about Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then we went to Message. Message is another version of the Bible. And it says, first this, God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. Earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, an inky blackness. That is a very wonderful description. Okay. So I said to you in the previous episode that there was nothing. Out of nothing, God created and God made. And that the things God created, they came out of nothing. But the things God made, He made them of material that He had created supernaturally. So I use the man as an example. We will not continue on that, because what I have to say about the man is really important. It's pivotal to what we have here. So I won't talk about the man now. We'll discuss the man, creation of man, later. But I want to look at how the heavens and the earth was created, or while the heavens and the earth were created. Good. So I want us to look at something today, very important. The word in the beginning. In the beginning. The first thing we have to see is that when we say something begins, when we say something is beginning, imagine this. You go to the exams room and they tell you, begin to write. Begin to write. Or you go to do athletics and they tell you, set, go. On your marks, get ready, set, go. What is the meaning of that? It means you have to start. You will have to start. So when it says in the beginning, in the beginning, what is God saying? God is saying, when it started, when it started. So in the beginning denotes one particular thing. Listen carefully. In the beginning denotes one particular thing. What is that? Listen to me. That thing is time. T-I-M-E. Time. T-I-M-E. Time. So, from this we know that the beginning was the beginning of time. It was the beginning of time. So, in the beginning, that was when the heaven and the earth was created, because God made them. God created the heaven and the earth. So before the beginning, what was there? There was no time. Look at that. God says in the beginning, it means that when the beginning began, when it began, then time began. So before the beginning, there was no time. And so before the beginning, where was God? You know, when we're kids, we used to ask those questions. Ask your mother. I did. and they didn't have any particular answer to tell me. God was there. He was happy. He had angels to worship him. So, I mean, there was God. That was all. But it is very important to note that God is the only one that could, let me use this word, exist before time came. Because he's a self-existing God. So when I say exist in a way, it's like compromising him. So before the beginning, there was no time. And it is only God who can be in that mode, in that part, in that which was before time began. Angels, man, animal, even the cosmos, sun, moon, star, they all came at where? In the beginning. You are so blessed. Come back for more.